This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called for a profound rethinking of global development parameters. Addressing the first session of the G20 Leaders Summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, Mr. Modi noted that while the G20 has long shaped global finance and growth, prevailing models have deprived large populations of resources and driven the over-exploitation of nature, challenges felt acutely in Africa. He also noted that some historic decisions from the New Delhi summit have been carried forward. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a meeting with his Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese and Canadian counterpart Mike Carney on the sidelines of the G20 summit. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "They are delighted to announce the Australia-Canada-India Technology and Innovation Partnership." On the sidelines of the summit, Prime Minister Modi also met UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "This year has brought new energy to the India-UK partnership and they will keep driving it forward across many domains." Leaders at the G20 summit in Johannesburg, South Africa, adopted a joint declaration by consensus despite US opposition. The declaration emphasized that solidarity, equality, and sustainability are essential pillars of inclusive global growth. The 39-page document highlighted energy security, climate action, and disaster resilience, while acknowledging rising geopolitical tensions, conflicts, and deepening inequality as threats to economic stability. The declaration stressed multilateral cooperation, adherence to international law, and peaceful dispute resolution, implicitly referencing nations involved in territorial conflicts. The G20 endorsed sustainable industrialization, energy transition strategies, and the critical minerals framework to promote prosperity and equitable growth. In Telangana, 37 underground members of the banned CPI Maoist, including three senior state committee members, returned to the mainstream in Hyderabad. They include 25 women who surrendered before Telangana Director General of Police B. Shivdhar Reddy. They surrendered 8 firearms, including one AK-47 and some live ammunition. More from our correspondent.
In a significant development, 37 Maoists, including 25 women, surrendered before the Telangana police and returned to the mainstream, taking the total surrenders to 465 during the year 2025 in the state. Two Telangana state committee members, Koyada Sambaya, known as Azad, and Appasin Narayana, known as Ramesh, and South Buster DVC secretary, Muchaki Somada, are among those who surrendered today. As per Telangana DGP Sivadar Reddy, the collective decision of the 37 cadres was influenced by the recent appeal by the state government to renounce violence and return to civilian life. Responding to a question for the reasons for surrender, Sambaya said the decision came in the light of changing circumstances. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
The BJP hit out at the West Bengal government over the issue of ongoing special intensive revision exercise. Addressing media in New Delhi yesterday, BJP spokesperson Gaurav Bhatia alleged that the state chief minister Mamata Banerjee is scared of this exercise because the vote bank of TMC is based on infiltrators. He said that this exercise is going on in 12 states and UTs with constitutional process and it is meant to identify who the real voters are. Mr. Bhatia said that it is the resolve of the Narendra Modi government that only Indian citizens will choose the government, not the infiltrators. In Manipur, the joint team of security forces consisting of Manipur Police, Manipur Rifles, Assam Rifles, BSF and Forest Department destroyed 50 acres of poppy cultivation at Gobok Hill Range in King Joey subdivision of Chandel District, Manipur. The Narcotics Control Bureau also joined the operation. In Sikkim, 85% works of the much-anticipated Sewo-Kurongo railway line have been completed so far. Participating in an Akashvani News Gangtok show, the Chief Public Relations Officer of Northeast Frontier Railway, Mr. Kapinjal Kishore Sarma, has informed that progress of the project is very good despite geographical and environmental challenges. Delhi government has issued an advisory for private offices in national capital to operate at 50% on-site workforce capacity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.